morning, America, and that good morning comes to you from the snowed-in Southland where I'm at. God has given me a three-day weekend. I didn't go to work today because I can't go to work today. There's about 3 inches of snow and accumulated sleet on the ground here in the portion of Georgia that I live in. And because we're topographically challenged hereabouts, I decided that it would be a good thing to just simply turn over, stick my head on a new cool pillow, and go back to sleep this morning. I hope that you had that opportunity too, but I suspect that a great many of you didn't, and I'm sorry. My name's Jerry DeMars, and my co-host is Jenny Hodges, and she's here. I heard her tittering a little while ago, and I thought maybe we could get her stirred up, but she's not going to do that.
Sorry, I'm just sitting here kind of taking it all in, Jerry, taking it all in.
It's too early to be knitting, dear.
Oh, I'm not knitting. And anyway, I'm currently in the midst of a crochet project, and I'm doing a pair of slippers. And the first slipper turned out perfect for a deformed elephant foot. The second slipper is looking more promising, but I dare not try to do radio while crocheting it because I actually have to count stitches, and it incorporates 4 or 5 new stitches that I had never learned before. So that's where I am in yarns.
Well, how did your weekend go? Anything extraordinary happen in the Hodges household?
Not really. John was off to Georgia, and so I was doing the whole fun. Sorry, my thermos is kind of squeaking as I screw the lid back on. I was holding down the fort with my 6 children, doing the single parenting thing, and we just cleaned house, practiced instruments, took Daisy to the dog run, and then we had a we had rain on the roof. We had hard rain Saturday night, and I had just finished reading a book called How to Live Without Electricity and Like It. Mm-hmm. And while we were at the dog run, I was reading this book. And so it had talked about, I'd read in depth this section on collecting rainwater and how to put in underground reservoirs for water and how to use different pumps without needing electricity and how you do your indoor plumbing based on this collected rainwater and how much you could reasonably collect in the different areas of the United States and all these facts and figures and how much water and blah, blah, blah. So the rain started coming down on the roof about 11 o'clock a Saturday night, and my head was totally involved in calculations and how much rain, you know, we could have, how much water we could have saved in the storm, and really made me reflect on how wasteful we have become as a people, that we just allow this oversaturation of the ground and not collecting our own water and conserving. I don't know. It just kind of got me in that vein. So I didn't sleep very well Saturday night, but somehow I made it for church with 6 little people, breakfasted and clothed warmly because it was a cold, rainy weekend in Austin, and that was pretty much my weekend. John came home last night late, and he is on the road today. We'll be gone for the week, and you know, we're off to school. Everybody's practicing their instruments. You know, that's a day in the life of Jenny. Not very interesting. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say it sounded like the rodeo was still going on the way the rodeo was going on here in Georgia, but, there are some nuances. You know, is Texas one of those states where you actually own all the water that falls on the roof of your house?
I don't know if we own it or not. I'm going to suppose that we are in ownership of the water that falls on our roof because I haven't heard otherwise yet. I also will be going down to the Capitol tomorrow. There is a representative who has just been elected, will be sworn in tomorrow. And rumor has it he is similar to Bobby Franklin and Ron Paul in his persuasions of liberty. And so I was fortunate enough, as God would have it, to meet a relative of this man who is in town from Montana for the swearing in at our church. Incidentally, I met her. And so she invited me to participate on some level in a more intimate setting and get to know him. So I'm actually very excited about this prospect, Jerry, and hopeful that maybe I will find an ally under the dome here for securing some liberty and perhaps erasing some of the Texas code, whatever the case.
Have you already got an agenda, dear?
I don't have the kind of agenda Jenny of old would have, because I am a full-time homeschooling mommy these days, but I'm willing to go where the Lord leads.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I guess I could say about that.
Well, Austin better look out, because I know what you stirred up here in Georgia. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. For those of you who are regular listeners, you're probably a little surprised that Jenny's going to start hit and run news today, but I wanted to let everybody know that the year-to-date statistics on airport screening from the Department of Homeland Security are in, and you all are going to be so encouraged by the results. So I figured I would start today by quickly telling you what exactly TSA discovered and how we are better off because of it. They discovered transvestites numbered 133, hernias 1,485, hemorrhoid cases 3,172, enlarged prostates 8,249, breast implants, very popular, 59,350, natural blondes 3, terrorist plots discovered. And that just in from Jenny.
That was along the lines of one of the ones that I was talking to you about here that I didn't know exactly how to get out there. And you know, the story that I have, and I'm not going to do it, I haven't figured out a way to bring it just yet, is it actually needs a woman's voice to make it work. Maybe I'll give it to you and let you look. I'll do it.
In the words of Jerry.
Well, you know, dear, let's push in the clutch here.
Okay.
At one time, I was very much against having a constitutional convention in America. But now, depending on the framework and the types of measures that might be introduced, I'm beginning to think that it could be America's saving grace.
Jerry, I now officially believe in aliens.
Well, hear me out. Hear me out here. I think you're going to find this kind of exciting, and I think our listeners will too. One of the things that I think needs to be addressed, and it needs to be on the agenda, the very first thing, and we harp about it a bunch here on Freedom Frenzy because it is that crazily important, and that's the eradication of our unconstitutional and immoral monetary system, okay? Well, there's a heightened concern about the lack of federal accountability all across the country, and it may lead to the very first state-initiated constitutional convention since the original ratification. In the efforts across the country to shift the balance of power, there's been a variety of organizations that have sprung up and are working to bypass federal approval and to amend the Constitution directly. State leaders have the authority, at least as what you would find in Article 5 of the United States Constitution, to call a convention, and upon ratification of 3/4 of the states, amend the Constitution. However, there's always been a great deal of uncertainty surrounding such a convention, and dear, this is one of the reasons that I've always looked at it with a jaundiced eye, and there's a 2/3 threshold for initiation, and we're close. We're actually pretty close, but those requirements have so far prevented such a convention from being called. All of the previous 27 amendments to the Constitution have actually gone through Congress and have been handled the normal fashion, and I won't say that they've all been ratified because we know that's not the case. However, momentum is building for that precedent to end. The Goldwater Institute, for instance, which is an independent Arizona-based policy institute, has been publishing substantive research into how the Constitutional Convention process would proceed. Several new proposed amendments have received endorsements from numerous coalitions of state leaders. And those include the American Legislative Exchange Council, the Council of State Governments, the National Conference of State Legislators, and we need to find out if Bobby's a member of that, and the National Association of Secretaries of State. James Booth, the co-founder of RestoringFreedom.org and a promoter of the National Debt Relief Amendment, asserts that bipartisan support makes this a unique and opportune time for just such a convention. His amendment would place a check on federal deficits, and he anticipates that at least 5 states will pass supporting resolutions in their upcoming legislative sessions this year. Booth said that they have met with Democrats and with groups of Republicans. And interestingly, both sides purportedly dislike the federal debt. But there's a lack of discipline, or maybe it's courage, in Washington, D.C. Many Americans, and now even some state legislators, are beginning to realize that Congress is probably unable, maybe even unwilling, to address the debt issue. The reality is that even with all the lip service, you know, saying that they dislike the debt, they are still addicted to it. This proposed amendment reads, and I quote, "An increase in the federal debt requires approval from a majority of the legislators of the separate states," close quote. Another proposed item, the Madison Amendment, Government seeks to address fears of a runaway convention, that was one of my bugaboos, by requiring that future constitutional conventions be constrained to a single issue. This would increase the likelihood of state-initiated conventions and has garnered bipartisan approval from prominent legislators. Noble Ellington, a state representative from Louisiana, who recently switched to the Republican Party, is a notable endorser, particularly since he is the incoming chair of the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. It is his hope that such a convention would restore balance to state and federal power. According to Ellington, ALEC is perfectly positioned to work with the states on a common sense, conservative legislation that will protect citizens from the far-reaching arms of the government. With one-third of all state legislators, nearly 2,000 members, ALEC is the nation's largest nonpartisan individual membership association of state legislators advocating for the Jeffersonian principles of free market, limited government, federalism, and individual liberty. Ellington went on to add that it's always difficult to pass constitutional amendments, but based on what's happening across the country right now, and with the concern of the people, he thinks that these types of constitutional amendments may have a better chance than they have had at any time that he could remember. In the case of Louisiana, Ellington believes that the legislature will be favorable to these sorts of constitutional amendments. Another measure, and this one's interesting, dear, the repeal amendment, which would allow a two-thirds majority of state legislators to veto federal laws, has garnered national attention and was introduced into the Virginia House of Delegates this past December with the support of the state's governor, lieutenant governor, and the attorney general. The Republican Study Committee of the United States House of Representatives, a coalition of 115 members, has provided further support at the federal level. Representative Bob Bishop, Republican of Utah, founder of the committee's 10th Amendment Task Force, introduced the repeal amendment to the United States House of Representatives, albeit with a low probability of passing. Of course, if the people were to get off their duffs and raise some serious clamor, that too could change. Matthew Spaulding of the Heritage Foundation is one constitutional scholar who has doubts regarding a state-initiated convention. Since such a convention is yet to occur and not very well defined in the Constitution, Spaulding describes it as a dubious process. According to Spaulding, the unknowns are extensive. It is not at all clear who will control that process, and it will probably be litigated all along the way. But it may be one element of a strategy to threaten Congress to act. But the idea that we can and should actually hold such a convention, that it is an easy and pretty straightforward matter, is wildly mistaken and distracts us from the focus of achieving a constitutional amendment. Of the proposed amendments mentioned, Nick Drianis of the Goldwater Institute believes that the National Debt Relief Amendment has the greatest likelihood of coming to fruition and making an impact. He sees 34 state resolutions within 3 to 7 years as being realistic. Already, 49 states have their own form of balanced budget amendments, and he cites debt restraint as being nonpartisan and non-ideological. His concern with the Madison Amendment is that it plays on the erroneous notion that the state-initiated amendment process could lead to a runaway convention, one seen as a very harmful effort to legitimize the state-initiated Article 5 process. Whatever was to be decided at a convention, of course, would still need to be ratified by three-quarters of the states in order to make it happen. In the case of the repeal amendment, it places the burden on the states to veto rather than the federal officials, who may simply duck vetoes by rewording legislation. There is no evidence whatsoever that the federal government will tie its own hands. In the long run, the idea of the states invoking their Article 5 powers, even more than any particular amendment idea, is what will produce the fundamental power shift away from Washington, D.C. that we need to preserve the Republic. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Well, Jerry, I see what has awakened your interest in this whole Constitutional Convention thing, but I'm afraid the whole premise is based on a false presupposition, and therefore I don't see any good coming out of anything that is less than an assertion of what is proclaimed in the Declaration of Independence, natural law, common liberty. I just feel like we're still polishing brass on a Titanic that has been sunk for hundreds of years when we talk about another constitutional convention and fixing the Constitution. The Constitution has not been a protector of liberty. It simply has not. And from the get-go, from the very beginning of our,
I don't think that's a fair statement, dear, because, you know, George Bush was actually right. It is just a, quote, GD piece of paper, close quote. It lays there. It can't defend itself, and it requires people in positions of power and authority to stand up for it. Now,
it was designed. Let me finish here for a second. The Constitution was designed to be a tool of manipulation in order to convince the populace that their rights and their liberties were being protected and the government restrained, when in reality, tyranny was the agenda from the get-go. And I point to the tax revolts by the very people who asserted their liberty from Britain and fought. All these founding fathers were they were talking out of both sides of their mouth at the same time. We have a natural right to assert our liberty, but we're going to form a new government and y'all need to submit to us. And any non-voluntary taxation is tyranny. And the first use of the military against the people of America was because they decided they were not going to be forced to pay a tax. And so I just reject anything beyond that.
I'm not laughing at you, dear. I'm laughing at your resolve. At your resolve. But
laugh, Jerry. I have never. I love it when you laugh, especially when I'm really fried out about something and I'm in my car and I decide to call you and I tell you my woes and you just burst out with this uncontrollable chuckle, and it just makes me feel like all is right with the world. You put it in the right perspective.
Well, as I've said before, I think that if we actually lived under constitutional principles, you know, the things that we were brought up thinking that the Constitution was all about, you know, you follow me here, right?
I do, dear.
That we should be able to get behind, at least mentally get behind, the idea of Jeffersonian principles, government, free markets, true federalism, which would have put the states in control. You know, that's one of the things that, or one of the reasons, rather, that I say the 17th Amendment was the final nail in the coffin of the type of government that the Constitution actually envisioned, created, or whatever the heck you want to call it. And all of those things were much more in line with individual liberty that you're talking about.
Well, Jerry, I do agree with Jeffersonian principles insofar as they are aligned with self-government and natural law. But mm-hmm. anything beyond that, I reject. We do not need a federal government. I reject a state government. Quite frankly, the state governments are as much tyrants and even more so as the federal government is. And, you know, the local government, the county government has just sold out. They're a bunch of whores to the state and whores to the federal government. And so I just reject the whole premise.
And every one of those, dear, are in the very state that they're in, state used in the broader sense there, because of the money.
They're in the state that they're in because the Constitution was used as a manipulative tool to sucker all the little people into thinking that their life and liberty were going to be preserved, at the same time to assure wealthy plantation owners that their slave stock was not going to be in any way undermined under the espousal of natural right to life, liberty, and property, and that the federal government could tax the people at point of death.
No, I won't give you that last one. I won't give you that last one at
really,
all.
Really, Chase Rebellion, it was you pay us or die. Now we're going to use the military against our own flesh and blood to get tax money out of them. Anything beyond a voluntary tax is tyranny and slavery.
I agree with you on that point, but I just don't think that originally, and you know, that's we're discluding or failing to include a couple of very valid points here, dear. One, and I got to continue to go back to this because I think it's instrumental in the understanding of where we've gone wrong. Government of any stripe that we're chafing against today would simply not be as big, as pugnacious, as nasty, as intrusive if we didn't have the bogus money system. The reason I say that to you is they could not extract enough wealth from the people to be on the steroids, on the drug-minded, euphoric growth pattern that they're on right now. And I'll pick this up on the other side, because there is one other thing. We do have a caller in the queue. Grab a cup of coffee. I've got one. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, babe, now that I have laid the cornerstone for my argument, and the cornerstone being the money and the fact that the founders recognized, one, the frailty of a fiat currency system and all the ruin and reckless behavior that it can bring about, we also have to recognize, and this situation still exists today, and it still would exist whether or not we use gold, coconuts, or seashells as our money.
Coconuts. Coconuts have a big value, Jerry. I could really go for coconuts.
Okay.
Especially oil and coconut milk.
Disclosure about coconut oil having some sort of impact on Alzheimer's, it just went up in value. So,
I feel sorry for our audience, Jerry. We really should do a TV show, because then they could see the impish grins and all the nonverbal communication as I rile you up and you rile me up.
In addition to the monetary problem, we also have to take into consideration that we're dealing with prideful individuals that have a huge ego. They wouldn't be there in the first place if they didn't. They have a power lust, not only just for power, they want the wealth and the influence that comes with that. And, you know, I wouldn't be at all surprised to find out if there wasn't something deep, dark, and Freudian in the need to be in that power position. We have to take all of that into consideration and recognize that those two things together have been working as like a tag team wrestling team, and they have been beating us up for how many years now?
Let's go back to probably since Cain and Abel.
We're on the verge of being saddled with that monetary system problem. We're coming up on the 100-year anniversary of it. Just imagine layer upon layer upon layer of the fraud, deceit, conniving that's going on because of that money system. And then add the other factor that I've just put out there. And there's no reason to doubt why we're in the mess that we're in right now. And to think that we can focus our attention on Washington, D.C. in hopes that we can tinker with the constituency there and make any kind of marvelous improvement is very Pollyanna-ish. And we've got to do something on a wholesale fashion. Maybe state by state by state isn't going to get it done, but maybe if we did something as audacious as hold one of these constitutional conventions, given on the front end, of course, that it was something that could not, would not, and should not, of course, get out of hand, which has always been the thing that I've been worried about. You know, we might end up with a brand new Bolshevik empire and with the right people sitting in the right places at the right time in the state legislatures. And, you know, we've still got a bunch of neo-patriots, neo-conservatives out there that would vote for that kind of stuff, particularly if they thought they were going to be safe and misguidedly freer in the bargain, then we would all need to worry about that, don't you think?
Well, ultimately, I still think what I thunk before. But I do want to offer this to Den out there. He called in right before we started Hit and Run News. So, Den, if you would like to call us back, we were just going to get to you when you dropped off the line. We try to only interrupt Hit and Run News when it's Frenzied Friday. And I hope you heard Frenzied Friday because it was a climb aboard the crazy train. We do have Mark in Georgia on the line. Mark, hey, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Well, I hope we're clear that having a sane understanding of insanity does not constitute insanity itself, because one of the biggest arguments I've heard from people who want to be dismissive is, but that's crazy. I was like, oh, so the Holocaust didn't happen because it would involve mass insanity. You claim that I'm the one that's a Holocaust denier because, you know, I'm not sure about how many died and how did they die.
Mark, I think Mark Twain or Samuel Clemens said it best. He said, when you come to understand that the entire world is insane, the world begins to make sense.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that Savage said, something along the lines that liberalism is a mental disorder. And I think to clarify, sin, whether it's left sin, right sin, you know, Satan doesn't care which gutter your bowling ball goes into. He just cares that you don't think it's right. You know? So it's like, I don't care which way you go wrong this way or that way. As long as you believe, as long as you're adamantly committed to what you believe is right, to the point where any words of correction and concern completely bounce off with some kind of, you know, cult-like mentality. But, yeah, what I wanted to call about is, I really don't want to dwell on these ding-dongs that are screwing things, that are doing things the completely wrong way. What I want to talk about is reinstating the common law courts, because my understanding is that there have been people that have tried to reinstate common law courts sporadically at different places, and they either got ignored because it's like, who are you and why should we care, or people even got murdered or railroaded into prison for trying to reassert the proper rule of law. And it requires, One thing I was told by this lady who's a very sharp thinker, Terry Hinkle, is that unless we have popular support, unless the people know what we're about, unless the people are actively supporting it, knowing what's going on, it's not going to amount to anything. And that reminds me of what Jefferson said, is educate the masses. It is the only sure way of, I may be butchering the quote terribly, but he said basically the only way to ensure liberty is to educate the masses properly about both the freedom and the responsibility of liberty. And you can't have one without the other. And if we reinstated common law courts with teeth to them, meaning the people know about it, the people are in a position to support it, in terms of, basically it's gonna take enforcement, because without that it means nothing. Towards that end, I wrote it's a thumbnail sketch, but it's on my webpage, but it's not linked. So I was just wondering if I should email you that.
Yeah.
Because what I'm advocating is a video project where basically the defendant's name is Pat Riot. Go figure. His name spells Patriot. And basically he's on trial for having done what would not be justified in a lawful, accountable system.
It's a victimless crime. Is that what you're trying to say, Mark?
No, I'm saying that if Lon Horiuchi had even been tried for manslaughter, let alone, or something, you know, I don't know if you're familiar. Lon Horiuchi apparently is the man who murdered Sarah Weaver at Ruby Ridge. This is a situation very similar to that, but a man says, look, we've done everything we can do about getting the government to do what it's supposed to do, and they refuse to do anything. So basically he takes action that I will go no further than saying would not be justified in a just, accountable system.
Mark, you've gone off on a tangent here, and I wanted to ask you a question before you headed down that single pipeline there.
Yes.
Who, in your estimation, and this is where I was hoping that you were going,
yes,
insofar as the reestablishment of common law courts in America, who is out front leading that effort here in America?
You probably never heard of Terry Hinkle. She was basically the spark in a powder keg regarding Turner, because Turner's, he's done some things that really have me worried, but I don't think you want to go down that rabbit trail. But there's a number of people who are quietly behind the scenes working on this, and I think we need to get some really good educational material together. Like I say, I don't, honest to God, I know that there's something going on, but I don't know the details. I wish I did. I want to do more to get people to be aware that there needs to be. The trick is that it needs to be something that is diffuse among the people, because if it's concentrated any kind of top-down thing, that's the problem we had with Turner and his cult, is that they were basically dictating from on high without really correcting problems.
Yeah, and there was no substance to what they were saying either, Mark.
I want to throw
something else out at you, Mark. Jenny, is that UCC connection piece still up on our blog site?
Yeah.
Mark, have you been to our blog site? Have you read that UCC connection piece?
Let me get up my web browser and freedomfrenzy.com?
No. What's the URL there?
Let me look it up.
It's frenziedfreedom.blogspot.com, I do believe. But
you are
don't
correct, sir.
Shazam.
Correct.
Okay, frenziedfreedom.blogspot.com. I think you need to go there and read the work of Mr. Well, it's not actually his work. It's a compilation of his work done by a third party. And I think you ought to go plug into that and see what kind of light that sheds on your position on common law courts, what happened, how it happened, and why it happened, and what remedies are still available to us right now today, if indeed we're willing to pick up. And I almost said gun, but I don't want to say that in lieu of what happened this past week.
I agree.
Don't associate with
torch. Pick up the torch. And and move forward in that manner. Why don't you check that out, Mark, and then get back with us and let us know what you think is going on insofar as common law courts are concerned.
Okay, well, one thing I would recommend is restoredusa.blogspot.com is Terry Hinkle's site, and if you read it, you see that she went out of her way to give Turner the benefit of the doubt until there was no doubt left to give him the benefit of. The guy's a scoundrel.
I smelled the Limburger cheese early on, Mark. I can't imagine how anybody in their right mind didn't see that coming.
Like I say, I'll be in touch and we'll take it from there, okay?
Please do. Please do. You know, I think that that would be something that we ought to try to get out there with a little bit more prominence, dear. That UCC connection piece, I found to be remarkably interesting, and I think that most people should read it and maybe read it twice, just make sure that they get a better understanding of the material involved there. And you know, I'm the sort, I think it's awesome information, but I'm the sort that if somebody can effectively dispute what Mr. Freeman has put out there and give us instances and that would disprove what Mr. Freeman has asserted, I'm open to that as well. Maybe one of our callers will do that a little bit later today. We've got another, looks like somebody that's never called before. It's Howie in North Carolina.
Yes. This
yes.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hey, how you doing, Jenny?
Hey, I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
I agree with you, Jenny, today, but I do agree with you too, Jerry. But you know, there's a.
Does that mean you're duplicitous, Howie?
Well, I'm giving her the.
I called her Annie Oakley
because she's so.
Oh yeah, I liked that one.
Yeah, well, you're resourceful. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not. It wasn't a cut down. But what I was going to say is, there's a great book called The ABCs of the UCC. I sure hope it's still out there in print. I think it is. And it really tells you the how to go about this. And you have to do it. You're not going to be able to do it with an argument. If you go in there with an attitude, they'll just kick you right out. But it's called... You walk in and you present your case, but you do it with honor. You don't disrespect.
Honor. It harkens back Mike Huckabee talking about why we need to stay in the godless war in Afghanistan and Iraq. So I'm sorry, I just momentarily got detracted by that.
Please,
but continue.
Hey, can I still continue?
Yes.
Hey, I'm not for those wars. I think they're horrible, and I think they were all started up by Bush for money and the whole nine yards. And the Bush family is the most despicable. The Clintons and the whole House of Cards. We've always been given these great choices. You know, McCain, Obama. What do we had? Bob Dole and Bill Clinton. Have a choice anymore. So
the beat goes on. Yeah.
Yada da da dee.
That's what I was telling Jenny, when I heard her say, I don't believe any of that stuff because it doesn't matter. She's right. From the local level, all these people are trying.
I think you've got a fan, dear.
I'm loving it.
Listen, she's right about is these guys from the local level up are trying to move up to the Fed. That's the goal. And as soon as they get to the Fed, then they get the greatest benefits, you know. Somebody waiting on them hand and foot. And I don't think these guys are going to give up. I'd love to go back to common law and, that'd be great. But, and I think you can win a lot of cases that way. And I think if you treat the officer and the judge with honor and respect, then you're going to, what happened to Terry Lakin? Why wasn't he on, why he didn't go to a regular court? Because he would have exposed the president. He's not a president. That's exactly why they put him in a military court. He couldn't produce anything. Think about that.
I think that this whole, what I have taken away with gleeful vigor is this idea of a reestablishment of common law court on the county level. Then as I've been reading John Locke and kind of developing my own utopian ideology, if you will, I think that this is a golden nugget that we can walk away with today. Because as we espouse the authority of the county, the need to get a sheriff on the county level that will negate president and governor and protect the local people, having a good sheriff reinstate a common law court within his county is just beautiful. I absolutely love it.
I agree. I agree. Jerry, I'm on your side too, brother.
Listen to this peacemaker. He's confusing me. He feels more like he does now than he did yesterday.
Howie, he's really putting mayonnaise on both pieces of bread, dear. That's what he's doing.
And it's extra virgin olive oil mayonnaise. Howie, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Peace.
All right, well, we're going to cut away to a break, and then we've got Jerry in Arkansas and Jim in Georgia on the line. So y'all stay tuned. This is a fun Freedom Frenzy, and you're not going to want to miss the rest of it.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All right, friends, we're back. Hope everybody got a nice hot cup of coffee, cup of tea, or, you know, if you're so inclined, one of those adult beverages to spend the rest of the program with us.
Scary.
Yike.
Did Krispy Kreme pull their funding? I have not heard you mention a donut all day.
Do I normally mention donuts, dear?
Oh, you're always like a Danish, a donut, a Krispy
Kreme. Well, every once in a while. You know, I think that's when I'm hungry. I say, yeah, and you know, I've noticed that in the texting back and forth that we do, you've not had any apples and peanut butter lately either.
Oh, I discovered that I'm allergic to all nuts. And that's part of the reason I have been having constant headaches and migraines. So peanut butter is off the diet.
Okay. Well, we've got callers backing up, dear, so I think we ought to try to work through them here. The first one up on the top of the list is Jerry in Arkansas.
Hey, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jerry and Jenny. Thank you for accepting this call. I appreciate it.
Our
I'd like
pleasure.
To briefly visit with
At
you.
At least
about
right now, it's our pleasure.
Discussion this morning, if it's okay. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
What you got for us today, Jerry?
Number one, common law courts, I will abundantly assure you, exist in this country in every county, state, and federal court. It depends, and 101 law says, jurisdiction is determined by the pleadings. That means that the issue at hand, or the characteristics of the status of the issue, must be common law. The individuals that want a common law court separate from the existing common law courts are, you know, they always wind up going to jail. This happens about every 3 to 5 years. People come out and say, we want common law courts. Common law courts are here available today. My dad placed state and federal courts under common law jurisdiction. I have placed state courts under common law jurisdiction. Again, jurisdiction is determined by the pleadings. And people say, oh, well, you know, do they have jurisdiction? No, that also means the type of jurisdiction, be it either common law or, if you want to simplistically put it, corporate law. They're there, and when people say, oh, we need a common law court, if they are promoting themselves of having knowledge about the subject, they're demonstrating that they have not walked into a courtroom and they don't know 101 law. The second thing I'd like to point out to y'all, please.
Could you elaborate just a little bit more on that particular aspect, Jerry?
Yeah, ready. You're ready to move on.
If the individual that walks into the courtroom does not have the accoutrements, in other words, the attachments or the characteristics of his status as a corporate individual, in other words, if the individual is a resident of any state or any territory of the federal government, then they do not have any ability to plead common law. However, if an individual is an inhabitant, which, you know, laws of most of the states say that if you've been there 90 days in their state without a permanent with a permanent location and you have not declared inhabitancy, then you automatically become a resident. That is a defined as a corporate individual. You become a 14th
How does one
citizen.
Formally declare inhabitancy?
Pardon me?
How does one formally declare inhabitancy?
Well, within your specified time frames, for example, when I came to Arkansas, when I got a permanent location, before 90 days were up, I simply did a declaration of inhabitancy, and I went down and recorded it with the county. And you know, they treat me as an inhabitant. They do not treat me as a resident. There were some other steps. For example, I went to the voter registration office. And on their form, where it said that I was going to be a voter, I changed it and said that I was going to be an elector. I hear your break coming.
Yep. Well, and we'll fill in the spot. Hey, dear, during this next break, why don't you try to get a hold of Bobby and let's talk about that Constitutional Currency Act. Hey, folks, we'll be right back. We'll talk to you in a minute.